Okay, if it is when you actually wrote it, you're fine.
Next to his Fiat, and he thought that I was judging him, but I was really like just looking at the car itself, and he just like gave me this look. He's like, no.
That actually purchased a Fiat.
They look surprisingly fun. I mean, I know it's as dangerous as buying a Mini.
Vehicles.
What? What?
You'd be able to get all those parallel parking spots that nobody else could.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, like, you can do that with a smart car. So is it slightly bigger than a smart car?
It's like more rounded than a smart car. And it,
but it is a little bigger.
Yeah, it I think it's up to a four-seater.
A small person four-seater.
Yeah.
Probably four, like seats four without any trunk space.
Or like minimal trunk. It's probably like a European Yaris.
Yeah.
So it's AJ's car. But,
okay.
I like AJ's car. It's a little smaller than AJ's
car. Oh, no, yeah, it's smaller, but in comparison to like how it's structured and everything.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't look like
Yeah.
My best friend bought a CX-5 on Saturday.
I don't know what that is.
It's 2013 CX-5. I did not know what it was either until she bought it.
What is it?
But it's like a tiny little SUV. So it's like almost as long as my Civic.
It's like a Geo Tracker.
Tall.
You remember the Geo Tracker?
Yes, I do remember. My grandpa, in a drawing, won a Geo Tracker. And I was upset, despite being like 12, that he didn't save it to give it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
When I didn't know what a Geo Tracker was.
I really wanted a Geo Tracker until I realized that like someone my size could easily like tip it, like lift and tip.
Yes.
And I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to drive that around. And that doesn't feel safe to me.
Going like the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, no, because the like center of gravity is high enough that that's kind of a reality for some of those.
Oh yeah, I hate driving trucks because they have that warning right there.
Yeah.
On the underside.
The thing that has like
the
half
visor.
Upside down truck, and it's kind of like,
Yeah, it's just like, wow, I feel really safe. Right now. I wish there were like a couple more ways I could buckle myself in at this point.
I guess I haven't driven a new enough truck.
Yeah.
Because I only drive,
that's true.
Let me see, 90s, 91s, 79s.
Nice.
So what's this
do,
thing?
Like
that,
manual shift on an old truck.
What's this car?
See, a Mazda CX-5. It's in competition with the CRV.
RAV4.
Oh, it looks nice.
It gets like 20 something.
That looks
kind of
sporty.
It is.
Mazdas are known for their good gas mileage.
Yeah.
I used to have a
and
Mazda.
And I guess like as years go up, or you know. As
they don't
newer
lose a lot of value.
Newer models have higher gas mileage.
Yes, yeah.
You have really cool thermal
models
that are pretty decent resale.
I mean, even on the little, like, you know, SUV guys.
Ooh, I want the blue one. I have the blue one.
The what?
The blue one. You did. For us, it just looks like you're staring. For me, you're staring right at the microphone.
Yeah.
And
in
it's
fact,
like,
you
I
have
want
a
the
face.
Blue one. It's like, I don't understand.
It's got like a full back seat, and then you open the back, and it's like.
Oh, it's
I'm
got
expecting...
a full back seat, huh?
We tested it.
Can I give either of you a drink?
Yes, what you got?
Yes, please.
Session Dark, Premium Nordeast, Dr. Pepper, Riesling.
I feel like my skin is crawling. If I keep, like, I feel like there's a little bug that's just, like, crawling around on me, which there probably is.
Okay, so no more crack cocaine.
Oh, I found it!
Yeah.
No, I
oh,
found
it wasn't an actual
bug.
Oh, wow.
Because I was sitting on a, like, park bench out at Centennial Lakes.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So it was a little ant, and I, like, felt him all over, and it was driving me nuts. Premium, please.
Premium.
I will also have a Primo.
Premium.
Nordeast, please.
I need a beer at like 10:30 this morning.
Someone drink vicariously for me.
I think it should be Dan because he doesn't.
Yeah,
have
I don't
to
have
phone.
To drive.
Look at that bottle service and everything.
I know
thank
it's
you.
Fancy. Cheers, Dan.
And it's cold.
It is cold.
That'd be really fun to have someone do like for one of these days is to have someone like be my in-person person and I'll just yell at them to eat food and drink beer. Like, I'm thirsty. Take a sip of that
it's
beverage.
Like the most deliciously cold Primo I've had in ages. Like, the glass is just frigid. It's delightful.
Apparently that's what happens when you designate your fridge primarily to liquids.
Everything is really
you
cold.
Can turn it up a little bit. Yeah.
Get just a little more frosty.
Yeah.
Because I have old
veggies.
Pint glasses, and pint glasses don't freeze well.
No. No.
Which is kind of depressing.
Okay. I think there's another one.
It's made friends.
Well, I was kind of wondering how it could be, like, here and here at the same time. So there probably is, too. Because I found one on my leg while I was sitting there.
Well,
it was quite delightful.
I'm glad you're sharing them with the couch.
I killed it.
Any other ones that escaped?
Okay, well.
We'll find it, and we'll kill it.
Smash! You're like, bam, bam, bam! Like, okay, he's just killing ants. No big deal. Ding!
Yes, noises are
I was
going
very
out.
Cold
that's
that
actually
night.
A good reminder. for everyone to please put their phones on silent. If not, just turn them off.
Okay. I know, I gotta stop doing the, like, crack cocaine.
The itch. What was I going to do? I was going to,
change
this. I had the shot.
Oh. Am I blocking you?
No, I think I just magically got that other one.
Okay, so does Frosty now refer to glasses?
It refers to, I want to see how many people point out that it's missing a letter.
Because it's not seven letters.
Oh! I was like, Frosty
only has
six letters.
Now it's just
letters.
A notice kind of
but
thing.
But now
like,
you told me that a while ago.
I pointed it out, and Emily forbade me from putting on a blank tile just to round it out.
How's the Muppets on Blu-ray?
It's worth it, because, I mean, you can see, like, every fiber of every Muppet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have this big thing about not getting comedies, because there's no real point for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even the faux explosion that they do is just like, eh.
Yeah, it's not that worth it.
No. But,
I didn't see it in theater, so I'm kind of itching to figure out whether I want to buy it on Blu-ray or regular def.
The one I got the Waka Waka value pack, where it's the DVD, the Blu-ray, digital copy soundtrack.
Sounds good.
And
I have the soundtrack, but I just kind of like downloaded versions
right.
of it, so it might be nice to have a nice version. How much was it?
I paid $24 for the pre-order, and I think they're doing $19 for the standard Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good.
I would say, if nothing else, it's worth just popping over to Redbox, throwing $1.29 at it.
Totally.
Don't you agree, Molly?
Totes.
For what?
Muppet movie.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
And the bonus tracks are different based on which one you get.
Oh.
Like, I guess that, like, the DVD has, like, nothing.
Oh, really?
It just has the movie.
Yeah.
And then the Blu-ray has a couple things, and then having a digital copy version apparently does something else, too.
Hmm.
So it's kind of this weird tiered system is going on.
Interesting.
Okay, so is the blonde in the middle just a generic?
Just generic. Clackety clack, clack clack clack.
Sorry, I'm chatting with people too.
How dare you?
Sorry, gosh. I got
totally
darker.
Totally connected right now.
Did somebody turn on the lights in there?
Huh? No, it's a TV screen. It's switching from blank to something.
Clone High.
Oh, okay.
Gotta love some Clone High.
I love Clone High.
Do something while we wait.
You should just tell him to be here like an hour before he has to actually be.
Yeah, but once he figures it out the first time,
it'll never work again.
I have that stupid Gotti song in my head. Can we talk about that stupid Gotti song?
The what song?
Somebody that I used to know.
Oh.
Didn't have to cut me off.
We're watching Clone High.
Song?
Clone High.
In life.
Clone High. See if you can see it. We can move this. That was amusing, but now we can just listen to the couch.
Did it work?
Yeah, you were registering.
Okay.
Now you get to be on the move. If possible.
Oh yeah, who's Joan of Arc? That's right.
Yeah.
See if you can kind of vaguely see it. Oh yeah, now it's just too white to go.
I can't see what's on the screen.
No, you can't. Yeah.
But at least now you're a little more rovable. We can push you around.
Can push you over to the fridge and show you the beers that you could be drinking if you're here.
Oh, you should do that.
There's only one that I think that you haven't had. I'll see if you can round the corner. This might not be long enough cord. Hold on.
This is awesome. It's like having a little like robot version of yourself.
It's having a robot that's too lazy to do it.
It's yeah.
There you go.
That would be pretty creepy.
They might not want that one.
Where is Molly now? New York.
Molly's in New York, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll trying to
keep track of
you.
Like all my friends and all of my brother's friends sometimes gets a little confusing.
Fair enough. Whoa, take off.
Yeah, just do that because it's a lot easier than
it's like when they added the little like boost jets for R2-D2.
Oh,
it's like R2-D2 doesn't have that. That's bullshit. Been watching Doctor Who lately.
Which one are you on?
I've seen a couple episodes of the 6th season, but I had missed some of the 5th season. My buddy has them.
So the Matt Smith stuff.
Yeah.
The new guy.
Yeah. The first season of Matt Smith. I just finished, and I'm starting back in on the 2nd season. So.
Have you been paying attention to the previews that have been coming up for the newest?
Yeah, I'm excited. I also got the Christmas special from last year, so I'm pretty pumped about everything.
Is that still available on Netflix?
I don't know if the Christmas special is or not.
Molly, where are you? You have to be our research lady.
Oh, sorry.
Look on Netflix.
What am I researching?
Doctor Who Christmas special.
What about it?
Is it on Netflix?
The 2011 one.
No, it isn't. I thought it was, but maybe it's just not anymore.
Possibly.
Could be. I actually do not know.
I love this show.
Notice he's not actually ironing.
He's ironing the ironing board. Yeah.
There's any wrinkles in your ironing board, it's going to transfer to your clothes.
It's true.
I often have to hold paper that way.
Your thumbs are just so...
Yeah.
You've played too many video games, so you're just kind of stuck like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I wish my fingers could do that. That, like, really clutched.
I went to the depot in Hopkins for the first time on Sunday.
Oh? How was that?
It was funny for me. We biked out there.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
Craig was
so
like,
it's like right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's totally like a biker. If you're not, you know, like a bicyclist.
Yeah.
Biker.
Hell's Angels!
Yeah, I mean, it was just filled
up the
with
12 gear.
More. It was just like all biker people on Sunday morning. So we biked out there, got a cup of coffee, read the paper, chatted, turned around, came back. Because Craig was like, you want to go on a bike ride? And I was like, only if coffee's involved. You make me exercise on a Sunday morning. Coffee has to be involved. But it was so cool.
Just love this storyline. Eat this magic trail mix. Okay.
After you've smoked raisins.
on Friday included inhaling helium. Because I was blowing up birthday, or balloons, for a 5-year-old's tea party.
Oh.
That's how my day started on Friday.
Sounds fancy.
I recently...
And then we ran out of helium, and everyone was like, that's because you were inhaling the helium. And we're like, no!
Except
inhaled,
no!
Like...
And you're like,
yeah. We only inhaled like 3/4 of a balloon. That's still not a full balloon. Because we... She was like, go make 8 balloons! And we get down there, and it's like...
Oh yeah, I've worked with helium tanks. It's been my responsibility to pick them up and everything.
Well, this one has been sitting in our basement for like years.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, I mean, on several accounts, I see it and go, why in the F do we have a balloon helium tank in our basement? Doesn't make any effing sense. So all of a sudden now I'm like actually filling balloons with this helium tank.
Ooh, you know what? We are going to do something with technology that I just realized that I should do.
Okay.
I actually have 3D glasses.
3D glasses! What?
Because I've been seeing a lot of media recently where 3D will show up.
Yeah.
But it's like just
random.
For effect. It's not actually set up for anything. So I always want to see
which
ones are which. Just to see.
We're going to have to trust him.
No, it's way backwards. Ow.
Ow.
They're on the wrong sides.
Well, but in Canada, they're on the right sides.
Or they watch their TV upside down.
Yeah.
Could you flip the glasses upside down and do it again?
Yeah, it could look really weird, though. No, it's true, but it's just I like to test it just for that one instance. Did you just hear my motorcycle show up?
No, I heard a beep.
I heard a beep beep.
That's Natori.
I feel fine.
And.
Oh, P.S.
The weirdest one of them all.
So that one scene with Abe high was what Steve looks like high.
Nice.
Because he accidentally ate
the
pot brownies.
I heard about that story. He just took one and he didn't ask, so he kind of got his own comeuppance.
And we're walking around campus, and I'm like, what do you mean you just ate one of the brownies? well. So we come back to the apartment and they're just rolling, laughing.
And then it hit him.
I should remind Clayton of that tomorrow when I call him.
Huh?
The other guy that Steve and Chris lived with is my friend Clayton.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to call him tomorrow because he's down in Texas. So I should remind him of that story.
You know, it's just about 8, so I think... that we will just have to start these without Adam again.
We're starting without him?
Mic check, actual.
Right.
Not just casually having the microphones on, but then using them.
So he's actually getting worse at this?
Dan, can I have another premium before you sit down?
Oh, we're going to, between the mic check and the actual episode, we do have that last chance.
Okay, all right.
All right. I was getting a little nervous.
Just checking.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We'll all stock up. I'll get, like, 3 or 4 a piece so that we'll make it through this episode.
Ew. This is my favorite part.
I'm smart. Squirt.
He looks really scary.
Yeah.
I think he had it set up pretty well before.
I'm stealing a fuzzy blanket.
If you
I am
a freeze baby. I totally am. So this way it's like right behind me, blocking the cool wind out the window. I'm a freeze baby.
If you wouldn't mind, we're gonna get this a little bit more up in your face.
Mm.
I had it set for like when I do this.
Oh, when you slouch a little bit. But even still, what we want to do is just push the.
Oh, there you go.
Like so, it's not too close, but it's just right up there, and it's pointed right at you.
I see that.
You can see through it, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Only because you moved it, and then I could see.
Did it just buzz? I just heard a click.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
There was, I think it was her.
Oh.
Cat.
Cat!
Yeah.
Doing things. Though I do need to help her out.
And there was light!
Yeah, I can see people
now!
Why didn't you say something before?
And she was busy chatting.
I know. With her other cooler friends.
Yeah, that's okay. How many of your cool friends have microphones pushed right up in their face sitting on a couch?
On a Tuesday night.
Yeah, without a cat. Let me guess zero.
Mm-hmm.
I've contemplated getting a cat, but then it just, you know, I don't want to spend money on someone else like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just... What? Yeah, but right now I have something that's cheaper. Nothing.
I know, but you don't have the companionship.
Well, depends on the cat.
That's true.
And the nothing.
Most of the cats I've come in contact with.
You'd be surprised at how much the nothing loves Dan back.
Yeah. I went to go see Neverending Story like 50 times, and we just became buds.
Yeah.
So we're...
Ba-dum-bum. We'll be here all night.
Yep.
Literally
all night.
Fry the steak. It's amazing.
Be sure to tip your waitress. Yeah. That's what my coworker always says.
You know, this actually isn't picking up so much in the background, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So we can just leave it on and have no problems.
We can do whatever we want.
Okay, so I... Clang.
Was that you?
That was me this time.
I'm having issues throwing my sounds off a bit.
There we go. I think I... good enough.
I can't wait for there to be a week where you guys don't look like the Hulk.
probably next week-ish.
Wait, where we don't look like the Hulk?
Everything picks up blue and purple and green.
Yeah,
the camera itself is screwed up.
Yeah,
that's all right. I kind of like looking like the Hulk.
Angry, it'll just fit.
Dan, smash.
Not so much. Oh, foaming from the mouth, not a good sign.
Oh, and have you heard that message backwards?
Uh-uh.
It's something about like how they should win an Emmy. It's like you should give us an Emmy. We deserve an Emmy. So.
Wait, who should win an Emmy?
Clone High.
When JFK is speaking backwards after he falls through the skylight.
Oh, yeah.
It's him saying, we deserve an Emmy, you should give us an Emmy, something about that.
Oh, they're trying to even Indiage it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do feel like joining the Navy, thank you. I've watched that episode recently. I broke down. Yeah, I had found this site where the videos are accelerated just a little bit, so everyone on The Simpsons has like a slightly higher voice. And for the kids, you don't notice at all, but for the adults, it's just like somebody dropped a helium bomb in Springfield, and that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And so even when NSYNC was on there, it's just like, had their balls not dropped yet?
You know what it is? They probably do that to get away with being shut down because they can claim it's a parody video.
It's true.
Hmm.
Kind of like the people who just, like, literally reverse things.
Yeah.
And since it's a mirror image, it's not the real thing, which means it's a parody.
Correct. That's how a lot of Glee clips make it to
parody. Oh, Glee.
This quest is too hard.
You know, apparently there have been a lot of posts out there, or at least I've just seen one screenshot, and I'm basing all of my research on this. But there are numerous children saying, why are all of these old bands covering Glee songs?
Oh my God, yeah, I read that too. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I really, really hope that's not true.
Or during the last Grammys, one of the trending topics on Twitter was, who is Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
What?
That was really sad. But quite honestly, though, you think about it, he is old. Like, he's getting to be a really old man.
Yeah, so is Beethoven. So, but everybody knows who Beethoven is. One of the greatest musicians of all time.
I thought it was a St. Bernard.
Ah!
And the crowd goes,
I'm kind of... yeah. That's kind of my style. I make those really, really bad jokes.
Duly noted. That way I won't have to make them.
There was actually a Doug Loves Movies podcast taping recently that used... like, some band was on there with them. And somebody, like, pulled out their phone and they just had, like, the TV sound effects app. And I'm kind of tempted just to break that out for fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes?
Aren't there supposed to be three?
Three what?
Voice?
No, it's just stereo, left and right.
Okay.
And throw!
Whooba!
Not backing into my beard? Good news.
Good job.
Excellent. Now we can say things about Dan and Adam that they'll hear after they
afterwards
sound checks. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't really have anything.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
They're gonna crush our freedom, and we're gonna keep smoking stuff. I kind of dig on his shorts, though.
Yeah.
The rainbow. I kind of want them. They also look like. Rainbow Bright's dog's, like, little shirt that he wears. It's like the striped rainbow.
Wait, what are you talking about, Katie?
I'm talking about Abe's shorts on this episode of Clone High.